In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, if you've been paying attention, you will notice every year that on this, the first Sunday of Great Lent, we have a gospel, one of the three, which describes the temptation of our Lord in the desert. And that could be the gospel according to St. Matthew, which goes into great detail about how our Lord was tempted by the devil and how our Lord resisted this temptation. And that is by far my favorite one, because I think it's very necessary for us to know these things, because it's not only a good example for us, it also educates us in how to resist temptation. But this week, or rather this year, we get the Gospel according to St. Mark, which is the Cliff Notes version. Just says, Jesus goes to the desert, he's tempted, the angels minister to him. Not exactly that detailed, is it? You know, there are some people who think that because the Gospel according to St. Mark is shorter than that of Matthew, that it was written first. This is not horribly logical, because by that reasoning, it would follow then that the Cliff Notes of Wuthering Heights was written before the novel, which of course we know is not the case. And if it were up to me, we would read the Gospel according to St. Matthew every year. But it's not, so it is what it is. But we would do well to ask ourselves, why did Jesus go out into the desert? Why? You know, this took place after his baptism, the beginning of his public ministry, when the heavens were rent open, the Spirit in the form of a dove came down upon him, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son on whom my favor rests." So, why did Jesus go into the desert? For the same reason that he did everything, to fulfill the Father's will, to save us from our sins and open the gates of heaven for us, and to educate us in the gospel. Now we must be clear, this was not an accident. It's not as if Jesus was baptized and said, well, what am I going to do now? You know, I'm not due in Bethsaida for another 40 days and 40 nights, so I might as well go camping in the desert. He gets in the desert and he says, oh, look, it's the devil. What's he going to do? Oh, he's going to tempt me. Well, I'll deal with that. No. This was part of the very plan of God for our salvation, to confront the devil, to do battle with him, and to defeat him. Make no mistake about it, the devil is a real person. If this week taught us anything, it's that the devil is a real person. And he strives to separate us from God for all eternity. That is what the devil wants to do. Now, this doesn't mean that we can use the devil as an excuse, because the devil can't make us do anything. That little creep down in Florida was no doubt tempted by the devil, but it was his decision to murder those 17 people. It's one of the reasons why we can't make excuses for him or come up with excuses. He made that decision and he did it. He's the one who needs to be held responsible. But the devil can tempt us. He can say, hey, you really should do that. And we can listen to it. But it's ultimately our choice. The temptation in the desert was the beginning of that long war between Jesus and the devil, which was culminated in our Lord's suffering and death and resurrection, where he defeated the devil once and for all. All that remains, the devil's done. All that remains is for him to be cast into hell for all eternity when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. What was our Lord's ministry but an extended battle with the devil? You know, it's easy to see when our Lord cast out demons, you know, exorcism, that's really easy to see that that's a battle with the devil. But when he cured illness, that was a battle with the devil too, because what is illness ultimately kept traced back to? The sin of Adam and Eve. Every time our Lord reached out with love and mercy and forgiveness and called the sinner to repentance and that person turned from their sin and turned to the gospel, that is a defeat of the devil. You know, the devil must be defeated in order for us to be saved. The hold that he has over the human race needs to be broken. Temptation can and must be resisted. And we can do that by the power of God and through his victory in the person of Christ. But why did the Lord allow himself to be tempted? To show us how to resist temptation. That's why it's so important that we hear how the devil tempted the Lord and how the Lord resisted. So when you go home, take out your Bible, open it up to the beginning of the Gospel according to St. Matthew and read the temptation. You'll notice that the devil doesn't tempt us with things which are obviously evil. The devil always tempts us with something which is good, but not the best for the situation. You know, food is a really good thing, right? We like food. Everyone here like food? And we don't we like food more on fast days? Yeah. You know, our Lord was fasting in the desert. What did the devil tempt him with? Food, which is a good thing, but not good when you're fasting because you're trying to raise your heart and your mind to higher things. The devil takes reality and he warps it so that we don't see things as they are. But how did the Lord resist that temptation? With wisdom that comes from God that we find in sacred scripture. We hear the truth, the unvarnished truth that comes from God. And that reminds us that we should do not our own will, not someone else's will, but God's will. And if we do God's will, we can resist temptation entirely. Our Lord shows us by being tempted after baptism that we're going to be tempted after our baptism too, right? It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, you're going to be tempted right up until the end. You talk to someone who's, you know, we got several people in the parish that are close to being 100. And I bet if we ask them, they say, yeah, I'm tempted now just as I was when I was 21. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Doesn't matter if you're really important or if you're Joe Sixpack. The devil will tempt you. But that's not a reason to worry, because we have God on our side and God will help us with his grace. Heck, God will even give us his own angels. You know, each one of us has a guardian angel. And he'll give us as much as we need to resist temptation. All we have to do is obey his commandments. And so what do we need to do? We need to pay attention to the message which Jesus preaches after his battle with the devil in the desert. And that message is, the time of fulfillment is at hand. God is here to save us. Repent and believe in the gospel. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.